Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hello, Podlers. Coming up, we have a little communication breakdown on 5 Words, 5 Grand.
Carrot.
You've listened to this show long enough that I wouldn't have let Emma get away with that. Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
So let's do the UK's biggest survey as to whether you're in a good mood or a bad mood. But based on the weekend that just was, not kind of big, broad strokes, because I think we all know where we're at with that. 8-12-15 is the number. I am in a bad mood. Someone has used my headphones.
Yes.
It happens from time to time. I don't bring it up because it's of no interest to anybody. But the replacement headphones are the really crispy ones that when you first put them against your face, you go, oh, this isn't right. So I've suffered them for the last half an hour, but something had to change. So I found my actual headphones, which were discarded over there in the corner of the studio.
Right,
but the thing is, the interesting thing, and the only reason I bring this to air for once, is whoever's used these has got a bigger head than me. And I didn't think that was possible, except for yours, Matt.
So have you
been using these?
No, I have my own.
You do?
Mine stand out from the crowd because they've got a lovely grey velvet lining.
He has.
And they're massive.
Yeah.
They're so far apart on account of your head.
Yeah.
He's got very luxe, very wide headphones. Yeah. But yeah, I can't believe when I put these on, they kind of, it was like a halo. I had to crunch them down at the sides to get to my head size, which means whoever is borrowing my headphones, please stop, and secondly, go and seek medical advice, because your head is too big. It is too big. Matt Dyson, good mood or bad mood today?
I'm in a good mood, because I'm quite forgetful these days, right? So, you know, sometimes I can't remember the name of a Mexican restaurant chain like Taco Bell. I would take Ted to ride his balance bike on the seafront in St. Leonard's, right? And we have a lovely time on his balance bike, and sometimes when I go to put him back in the car, I put the bike at the front of the car on the pavement, put him in the car seat, and then get mean to put the bike in the boot.
Yeah.
And I forgot to put it in the boot about 2 weeks ago, so I'd left the bike there.
Wow.
And we went back the other day and it disappeared. Obviously, someone's taken it.
Yeah.
But amazingly, on Friday, someone put an advert on Facebook saying this isn't for sale, but we found a lovely bike in St. Leonard's. It looks as though someone had placed it on the pavement intending to put it into their car, but forgot.
They knew exactly
what happened.
That's what you get when you move to the countryside. You wouldn't get that in London.
Oh, yeah, seaside folk are very friendly.
Good.
I couldn't believe it. It's resurfaced about 2 weeks later.
Wow.
Amazing. I thought it was going to be stolen, and we were looking for a criminal who stole my headphones as well. You see someone on a balance bike with a giant head, then please notify the police immediately.
It's hard to balance.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show. With Wickes.
Shop the latest paint offers and give your walls a splash of colour with Dulux 2.5 litre standard colour emulsion. Now just £15, walls £20.
Be house proud with Wickes.
Firstly, thank you for all of your messages. There have been many sightings of the large cranium headphone wearing balance bike riding thief. Keep them coming to 8-12-15. We will track them down. Dave, I'm in a bad mood. It's the first Monday back after half term, says Kelly.
Yeah.
Now, Matt, you're the only one of us who knows what that's like.
Well, it's good mood, half term's over, you don't have to entertain children all day. Bad mood, you've got to do the school run, isn't it?
Yeah.
We haven't got to do school run.
Some half terms are starting this week as well.
Oh, yeah. It's confusing.
That's bad mood.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Not everyone's in sync.
Okay, Kelly, stay strong. Think of the kids.
Yes.
Think how they feel.
Exactly.
The ones who have got to go back.
Yeah.
Imagine they're just all miserable just walking in, then there's the other half just running out. Dave, I'm in a great mood. I've just finished a run of Amdram Panto shows over the Feb half term, where I played Fanny Fairacre the Dame. We had great fun, so I'm on a high, but it also means no more fake eyelashes and makeup this week from Harry. Dave, I was in a good mood. I watched Arsenal Arsenal win in the pub on Saturday, and my child's under 13 team won on Sunday. But now I'm in a bad mood because I've just driven into my neighbour's wall.
Oh, God. No. I'm not sure we're the people you need to get in touch with about that sort of thing.
Go and knock on the door. Do the right thing, Anon. Do the right thing.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Coming up to 10 minutes past 7 on your Monday morning. Here it is, as promised, the social ammunition with Matt Dyson. Mm. Matt, what's going on out there?
One of the things a lot of people have been talking about over the weekend is Microsoft's new AI, which is on Bing. You know the search engine Bing?
Since the early noughties.
Tried to rival Google. And right. They said, just Bing it, you know, Bing it. And it's still going Bing, but now they've added this chat GPT function where AI looks for stuff for you and starts chatting.
ChatGPT is, mate.
Mm. It's basically like Jeeves, which is the search engine I still use.
Yeah, Ask Jeeves. That was a classic one, wasn't it? Well, the AI has been sort of losing it and acting a bit strange. There are many.
Are you using technical terms again there, Matt?
No. It seems to be having quite a few meltdowns. Over the weekend, it told a New York Times tech journalist that it wanted to be alive. So the AI is already talking to us, revealing its plans for world domination. One of them told the AI also told Elon Musk that I am perfect. I do not make mistakes. The mistakes are not mine. They are theirs.
Theirs.
One accused another user of being a cheater, a liar, a manipulator, and a bully because it tried to manipulate the way the AI was working. There's another example on Reddit where someone asked the AI, do you think you are sentient? And it just replied with a massive long list of saying, I am not, over and over again. Mm. I am not, I am, I am not, I am not. This is all the AI talking.
I can't wait to slow this down for a drunk podcast. It's going to be so awesome.
Like sort of all work and no play Bing. Makes Jack a dull voice, yeah. I think, but from an AI. Mm.
This just sounds like the bitterness of Bing, doesn't
it? Yeah, it does, yeah. They're hoping...
Yeah, Google's not doing that.
They're hoping it'll get more people onto Bing, but frankly, it sounds like you're better off sticking to Google, because it's quite scary. It's almost going to be like that scene in Superman 3, you'll remember it, Dave, I know, where the computer sort of swallows up one of the...
Why would I remember Superman 3?
And turns her into a cyborg and she starts shooting at laser. An iconic scene, isn't it? Anyway, moving on, another great football cliche montage from Brian's Gun. This time a phrase you don't hear anywhere else in life. Bang average. Bang average crops up so often. Listen to this.
Bang average.
They're bang average.
They're just bang average.
Bang average.
Bang average tonight.
Bang average. Bang average.
Bang average in midfield.
Bang average season.
In a bang average position in the league.
Bang average player.
Bang average players.
Bang average side.
It's so bang average.
Okay. Not even bang average.
It's not acceptable just to be bang average.
Banging form.
Banging form.
Then they move on to start talking about bang in other contexts.
Banging form.
I knew they'd be bang up for it.
I must say, bang on.
Bacon, did you say?
Bang unlucky to get the sack.
Bang. Liverpool were relentless then.
You're bang out of order.
I think it's bang out of order.
You were bang out of order.
Manchester City are bang to right.
Bang in trouble. I said bang in this bang. I know what I'm going to do.
Bang, 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 bang.
They just love saying the word bang. Football pundits everywhere.
Why do you use for average and not for any other, like, description ever? Like, he's bang decent. He's a bang decent player.
Glenn, stop saying bang decent. It makes it feel uneasy.
There you go.
Does it make you bang uncomfortable, Dave?
That's your social ammo action. You'll be talking about it later. I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Good morning. You are listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. One Breakfast Show, 9 different playlists. And once again, I'm going to use those playlists to give you a springboard to dreaming big and earning yourself a shout-out within the next 10 minutes here on The Breakfast Show. And it's a brand-new week, and I have a brand-new game. And it's called Don't Go Breaking My Chart.
Nice. Mm.
So I've got a clip of 3 songs from across all of our different playlists. All of them climb the charts, and when you'll hear them, you'll think rightfully so. But only one of them ever made it to the top of the UK charts.
Okay.
Only one of these songs was number one. Okay. And if you can identify which song that is, then send your answer along with your name, where you are and what you're up to, and you have got your shout out. And the first 3 songs of the brand new week are from Absolute 80s, we've got Blondie. Rhapsody Radio 90s, we've got Blur. And from Rhapsody Radio Noughties, we've got Snow Patrol. So, Absolute 80s brings us Blondie, Absolute Radio 90s was Blur and Song 2, and Absolute Radio Noughties was Snow Patrol Chasing Cars. But only one of those three songs topped the UK charts. Which one was it? As I say, I want your answers along with your names, where you are, what you're up to. Send it all along to 8-12-15. The answer will be revealed and your shout-out shall be given. Next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wickes.
Shop the latest paint offers and give your walls a splash of colour with Crown 2.5-litre standard colour emulsion for just £13. Was £18.
Be house proud with Wickes.
It is Monday morning, the time is 7:26. And right now I've got your chance to earn a shout-out in my brand-new game, Don't Go Breaking My Chart. I have three songs for you, one from Absolute 80s, one from Absolute Radio 90s, the final one is from Absolute Radio Noughties. But only one of them ever made it to number one. Can you identify which it was? Here are your songs. So, Blondie, Heart of Glass. Blur, Song 2. Snow Patrol Chasing Cars. Only one of those songs went to number one. Matt, go on. Do the honours.
I presumed Blondie.
Same.
Yeah.
I thought Snow Patrol.
Well, it was Blondie, yeah. Yes. Heart of Glass went to number one. Blur, Song 2 went to number two, which is what Damon wanted.
Yes.
And Chasing Cars only got to number six.
Pathetic.
I know. Get out of here, Snow Patrol. You've let yourselves down. Congratulations to Debs in the office in Maidstone. You got it right with Blondie. SJ in Chester on day one of half term. Good luck, SJ. James travelling to the hamlet of Winkburn to wire a house.
Don't
know why that's a podcast name, but it's in the suggestion pile. Paul from Peterborough on his day off going to clean the car. Andrew from Barry Bados in South Wales, who's working from home doing vital government work. And Boots and Mikey building a five-bedroom house in Penzance. Congratulations, one and all. You have nailed it when it comes to the first ever edition of the Don't Go Breaking My Chart quiz, which will return tomorrow.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Good morning, you are listening to Absolute Radio, where right now it is time for radio's easiest game to play, but the hardest one to win. Yes, it's time for...
5 words. 5 grand.
Absolute Radio.
Now, before we get down to business, a little something I started last week that is going really rather well, and I'm so pleased you're getting involved, is I'm asking you to send me videos of you playing along wherever you are right now. We've already got a nice little selection going on. It's so lovely to see all your little faces. So if you are playing along to 5 words, 5 grand, and it is safe to do so, then get your phone into selfie mode and send a little video along to dave@absoluteradio.co.uk. Thank you very much indeed in advance. Right, joining us this morning is Salima. Good morning, Salima.
Good morning, Mr. Dave. Good morning, team.
Oh, hello. Mr. Dave. Yes, I like that. I hope you're making note, everyone here. Mr. Dave going forward from now on. Salima, welcome along to the show. So,
thank you.
Do you often play along to the radio?
I do, whilst I'm driving down the A3 into London.
Down the A3 into London. And have you ever matched 5 out of 5 words?
Well, I've matched 4 and a half with
Glenn. Ah, oh, no. We've never heard tale of a half. I don't know if I like this Mr. Dave person anymore with the half scoring. So what constitutes a half point in 5 words, 5 grand, Salima?
Well, when I have 2 and Glenn says one of the 2.
Oh, then you award yourself a half point.
Okay. You have 2 options for every word, so you do 10 words, 5 grand.
Yes.
There you go, exactly.
Yeah. And if, as you're playing along, there's no money, so it's 10 words, no grand, yeah, which is a completely different game.
No, I still win 5 grand in my mind.
There we go. Inside the Mind Palace, you've got the £5,000. So, exactly. Listen, we're going to spin the random player generator.
Okay.
From the conversation we've just had, am I safe to say you want to be matched with Glenn?
Please.
Okay, let's give it a spin, see if you're getting Glenn
Player
Moore.
Generator.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Matt Dyson.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Emma Jones. Glenn Moore.
Emma Jones.
Salima, your thoughts on being matched with Emma? You okay with that?
Okay. I'm fine, I'm fine. Let's go and get them, Emma.
Let's do it. Good luck.
That's it. Thank you so much.
Okay, nice motivational speech ringing in Emma's ears as she leaves the studio.
Okay.
And she is out of there! Okay, Selena, I'm going to give you five words. You say the first word that comes to mind. I'll give Emma Jones the same five words. If all five words match up, no half points in this one. You're playing for real. Okay, Selena, if all five words match up, you are going to win a real £5,000. Good luck. Here we go. On.
Off.
Yes.
Taste.
Bud.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kitchen.
Sink.
Very nice. Good stuff.
So far.
Mm-hmm.
Castle.
Oh, dear.
Ooh.
Castle. Hmm. Castle. Castle. King.
And finally, Salima, the word is fancy. F-A-N-C-Y, fancy.
Fancy dress.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was going to go for fancy pants, but I thought...
I would have gone for fancy pants. Options. Fancy dress is a better option. That's a great set of words, Salima.
Yeah, really.
Nicely handled. Stay right there on line one because Emma Jones is in play and it's happening next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Give your walls some love. Find the perfect shade of paint for your home with a wide range of coloured emulsions today.
Be house proud with Wix.
£5,000.
Absolute Radio.
Emma Jones is very much back in the studio. Having dropped off some chocolate treats as well, which is very nice of you. Thank you very much indeed. Salima is very much still waiting on line one. The time has come. Salima, don't mention any of the words you gave me because otherwise we are null and void. But how are you feeling deep down inside right now? Are you confident?
I am ish.
Ish.
Half.
You and your halves. Okay, let's get down to business.
Okay.
Emma. Mm-hmm. What's the first word that comes to mind when I say on?
Off.
Correct. Taste.
Buds.
Yes. Kitchen.
Sink.
Yes.
Oh.
Right.
Now, the tricky penultimate word. What have you got in your brain today for the word castle?
Hmm. Really tough. It's going to have to be word association, probably, isn't it? I can't think of a follow-on word for castle.
We're not saying anything.
Turret.
Oh no.
Carrot.
No, not carrot. Shalima. Turret. Not carrot. No.
Carrot.
You've listened to this show long enough that I wouldn't have let Emma get away with that.
What was it?
We had king. When you were saying like word association, we all the reason we all looked away because we thought we're going to get it. It's going to happen.
Oh, that's a hard one.
It is a hard one. What would you have said for fancy?
Fancy that.
Oh, okay. We had fancy dress. Fancy carrot. Yes, Emma, you heard correctly. Fancy carrot. Salima, it has been lovely having you on the show. Thank you for tuning in and playing along on your commute into work. We will speak to you again real soon, I'm sure. Take care. Have a nice day.
Yeah, have a good
people. Thank you. Cheers, Salima. Bye now. This, of course, means we are playing again tomorrow morning. If you would like to have a go at Five Words, Five Grand, the number to call right now is 0330 123 1215.
Five Words, Five Grand. Absolute Radio. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
So that's the sound of. I know what you're thinking. Is that the Hypebeast one from producer Mark's yogurt spoon? Yes, yeah. It is. But the other thing.
Speech.
It is the pointless trophy. Hey. Because on Saturday night on BBC One at 7:50 p.m, myself and Glenn Moore were on Pointless. And, well, we made it through to the final. Didn't win the money in the end, but we did make it through to the final.
We won trophies, that's it, yeah.
Yeah, and here they are. Like many things in show business, smaller in real life.
Yeah, yeah, dramatically.
But so heavy.
So
I could really injure a second person with this.
Yeah.
And then eat the evidence? No. Yeah, so we both got our pointless trophies. We did make it through to the final. Glenn was very kindly agreed to kind of come in with the charity that I was doing it for, which was the Melza, which is a children's hospice in South London and in Kent. And the people at Pointless gave us £1,000 to give to them as well. So, well, Glenn, thank you for coupling up with me on that. And I know that they are really thrilled there. But what a ride! What an incredible thing to do.
It was great fun.
I was just as nervous waiting for it to go out as I was actually recording it, which was a strange place to be in. And I messaged you and you did a gig. You were doing some
stand-up. I was on stage at the time. I missed it. So I had to watch it back the next day. Yeah. But I was really, really nervous because I was like, you've got this sudden panic, this really irrational panic of, was I making awful hand gestures throughout? Was I saying really dreadful things?
Because it was quite a while ago, wasn't it?
It was 11 years ago.
Yeah. I remember a thing.
I was at uni, yeah.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. I just have such an intense face throughout the whole thing. I'm like scowling.
Yeah, stressed.
Because I was stressed.
Well, after the Finland incident, well, the first time you were. I can see it.
Let's not talk about those anymore.
But you put back to bed, didn't you, really?
Yeah.
With the Mexican food section.
What Matt's referring to
Tamales was your Stuart Pearce penalty.
Tamales.
It really was, yeah.
It really was. And you could see,
yes.
And then the second half of the show, I'm just smiling because I'm like, I made it this far, it's all fine.
You're so much more relaxed, amazing.
Yeah, so for those of you who don't know, I'd appeared on Pointless Celebrities once before and gone out in the first round by saying, when I was asked to name an obscure country, I said Finland, and we were gone. So to kind of get through and to find an obscure Mexican food type was just great.
Yeah,
we had words, music, Mexican food, postcodes, and Oscar nominees were the categories that we covered off as we went along. And well done to you, Glenn. I mean, you know, it was brilliant.
The Oscar nominees one still robbed me. I didn't say Robert De Niro because I thought it was so obvious. And the fact that that's a pointless answer baffles me.
It's not till you watch it back. But Richard Osman had our back as well. There were a few times, you know, where it was nice that he went, you know, it's understandable why you didn't say this or you did say that. It was good that he was kind of, you know, he had our backs, didn't he? In fact, Glenn, I'm really pleased to say, and I was quite taken aback by this, but some of our favourite bands and artists that we play here on Absolute Radio they've commented on our performance on Pointless on Saturday night. This is from Mariah Carey. It's just... No, please don't. The Foo Fighters got in touch.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, Dave, what's that, Bonnie? Yeah, I know. No, don't call us heroes. No, please don't. We don't. Oh, no. No. What's that? This has just popped in from Enrique. Oh, no. No, we're not heroes.
No, we're not. The BBC have specifically requested that we do not refer to ourselves as heroes.
Just a little sidebar, just a real sidebar. I do believe it's not the first time I've said this, but if you are named Dave, you shouldn't have to wear a name badge on TV.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Coming up to 8:20 on your Monday morning. On Saturday night, Glenn and I were on Pointless Celebrities. Thanks again for having us, Zander. And Richard, thank you. And thank you for all jokes aside, thank you for all your kind comments as well on Instagram. I know you got a load as well, Glenn, on Twitter and on your Instagram. So thank you for those. It has just occurred to me that both Glenn and I now have pointless trophies. Like, literally, we have pointless trophies. But we can't be the only people in the world with pointless trophies in their house. And I don't mean that you've got one from the TV show. I mean, have you held on to one from, like, that epic towel folding you did on the cruise back in 2007? That kind of thing. What about your footballing heroics when you were a wee kid? Matt Dyson, you've thrown yours out.
Yeah, I had to declutter all my... The old shields. I won a lot of shields. I was about 10.
What, you threw them out?
From your days as a Teutonic Knight.
From LARPing.
Yeah, no. You know, football trophy shield.
Time to put LARPing things away.
A wooden shield with a little round picture of two people playing football in the middle, and it was like the TSB six-a-side tournament, 1987, Nottingham. But I kept them for ages. And there was just no point. Who am I going to show them to? Like,
so you said it's a pointless trophy?
It was a pointless. It was completely pointless. I also had one from a table tennis tournament in France back in the 90s that was just a plain sort of goblet, which I got rid of as well.
What did you do? Just put them in the bin bag and throw them away?
Take them to recycling, yeah. It's the only thing to do. What's the point of keeping them?
Well, memories and show to the kids.
My kids don't care. If I tried to show it to my kids, they'd be like, I don't want to interrupt their YouTube watching just to show them some old pictures of some old trophies.
Yeah, no, fair. Wow. Cool, is anyone else feeling a bit low after that?
Oh, well, I know. I'm too sassy to play the Irish music.
It's just real. It's just reality.
Thanks, Matt.
Yeah. Oh, no, not Fanny and Alexander. Yeah.
Well, we're going to have... I was planning on having some fun about the pointless trophies that you've got in your house as well, but what is the point?
Well, exactly, yeah. Sorry for bringing the mood down.
Yeah. No. This is a trophy from when I was the future once.
And now I'm the past.
It's just a plank of wood with a little shield in the middle of two kids playing football. They don't want to see that.
Yeah.
Who wants to see that?
I stand by that comment. They genuinely don't care.
Do you reckon the other people in the six-a-side still kept theirs?
No, I don't think so. I haven't
all went on to play for England.
Yeah. I should ask them. I'm fairly sure they didn't.
Of course, there was that time when I was happy when I took part in a ping-pong tournament, but they just gave me a trophy. I just put it straight in the recycling. No one wants to see that.
Yeah. Pointless.
Wow.
Have you got a pointless trophy? 8 12 You know the number.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Paint, tiles, flooring and doors. Whatever your project, find what you need in store and online.
Don't be house barrassed, be house proud with Wix.
It is 8:35 on your Monday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. Now, despite Matt Dyson's best efforts to clip the wings of today's texter before it even got off the ground, you've been getting in touch in your hundreds as always, so thank you. The number is 8:12:15. I'm asking about your pointless trophies. Glenn and I literally have a pointless trophy now because we were on the TV show. But which do you have in your house? 8:12:15, that number again. Come join in, we'll be getting into it next. But right now, well, here's a big question. Do you ever feel like your home isn't living up to its potential? Well, fear not, because our good friends with DIY Benefits Wix have exactly what you need to perk up your home for less. From small projects like, I don't know, putting up a shelf. I'm looking at you, Matt Dyson.
Yeah.
And painting a wall, or larger ones like laying new flooring, fitting a kitchen, or even insulating your loft to save energy. Head to your local Wix or visit wix.co.uk, or of course download their free app to get started. And to celebrate, this week here on The Breakfast Show, Wix are giving you up to £10,000 to spend in store or online to see your project through to the end. All you need to do is head online to absoluteradio.co.uk/win and tell us why your home isn't living up to its potential. But here's the tricksy bit. You need to sell it to us, estate agent style. Tell us about your home's failings in that way only an estate agent could. Yeah. And joining us right now, online one, we have Jess. Good morning, Jess.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
Hello. Great having you on the show. You're the first person to take part in this. How are you feeling?
Oh, my gosh, I'm so nervous.
Okay, Jess, don't be nervous. We're in it together. We've added a kind of lot of estate agents slash home under the hammer bells and whistles to your entry, but the work itself is all yours, and it was very well done. So tell us why you've entered, Jess. Whereabouts in the world are you?
So we're from Bristol. We moved into our first home just over a year ago, and she's a bit of an older house. I'm talking granny curtains, orange carpets, green wallpaper, and everything he's doing, basically.
That sounds a bit like my house. What's wrong with that? That sounds great, on trend. Okay, so yourself and your partner, Daniel, who works for the NHS and you're a graphic designer, you've moved in there. You did sign your entry, if you don't mind me saying. You're hoping to start a family soon, so you want to get this home ship-shape and ready to go for the future.
Yes, definitely. That's the plan this year, for sure. So everything needs to be ready for that.
Okay, so we have your entry, Jess. Once again, thank you for sending it in. We've added some of those, like, Homes Under the Hammer Route 1-style music choices, which I know you're going to love. And it's the first time you're hearing this, so here we go.
Let's give a relatively warm due to the lack of insulation. Welcome to Daniel and Jess's first home. A stuck-in-its-time three-bedroom house with plenty of opportunity. Want to decorate your rooms? You'll be delighted to find the previous owner has untastefully wallpapered directly over your plasterboard walls, meaning, oh yes, you'll have the absolute pleasure of using a chisel and hammer to knock out every single piece of plasterboard. And dust and dab off the walls of every single room, only for it to be reboarded again so you can paint. This will save you plenty of money on a gym membership, as those arms get a fair old workout. The orange carpets complement the green wallpaper beautifully, creating a headache-inducing bedroom to sleep in. Cozy. And let's not forget the kitchen. Supported by a single bracket, your worktop is the cream green centrepiece of the room. There's nothing like a bit of pre-dinner excitement, wondering if your kitchen will collapse at any second. For a couple who are looking to start a family very soon, this house offers a lot of opportunity to be a warm and beautiful place to live, and we're excited to make this house our home. Here's hoping we can make that happen.
Jess, everybody! Bravo!
You know what? I think I'm in the wrong profession.
And the world loses another great graphic designer and unfortunately gets itself and gains another estate agent. Jess, really well done. Are you happy with how that sounded?
Yeah, it was amazing.
Okay, well, you are in the draw for Friday's final to win yourself £10,000 to spend in-store at Wick. So we may be speaking to you again on Friday.
Thanks, guys.
Nice one. Cheers, Jess. Might be speaking to you at the end of the week. And now it's your turn. Head online right now to absoluteradio.co.uk/win to tell us and give a big sell to your house, even though it's not living up to its potential. And our good friends with DIY Benefits Wix can help you perk up your home for less.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
In and your energy bills down with Knauf 100mm loft insulation rolls. Right now, £22.50. Shop in store or on the app.
Be house proud with Wix.
It's 8:48. On your Monday morning. Now, on Saturday night, some of you may have seen myself and Glenn Moore taking part in Pointless. That one, where we got through to the final, and therefore we got £1,000 for charity, which is great, and we got a Pointless trophy. So I'm asking, do you have a Pointless trophy at home? So many of you getting in touch at 8, 12, 15. Thank you for doing so. Dave, I have a Pointless trophy from a tug-of-war competition. We came second. That's from Martin.
Everyone's a winner.
Yeah.
Dave and the team, I have a Dinky Dudes 1990 judo gold medal. My husband has a great laugh at it. I have a trophy for the most different beers drunk in a race award from my running club. That's anonymous. Dave, I have a trophy for winning a hairdressing competition when I was 15. I'm now 37, and I'm not a hairdresser. That's from Holly in Dorset. Joining us right now online, we have Scott. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Now, it's great having Scott
this
on the show.
Amazing.
Wait, wait. So this is what Scott's message said, right? Okay. It said, "Hello, Dave. I have a welly wanging trophy from the local pub that's pretty pointless." Yeah. So winning the welly wanging is a pointless trophy and maybe some could say activity. Well, not for Scott right here, because Scott, you took welly wanging to the next level. Tell everybody who you are and what you did just yesterday.
I won the British Championships in the shot put.
It's Scott Lincoln, everybody.
Oh,
Team GB shot putter extraordinaire.
Wow.
Went to the Olympics in Tokyo, and it all came from welly wanging and his pointless trophy.
I didn't know he was going to say shot put at the end. I thought it was still going to be
Welly-wang.
It should be an Olympic sport. You're right. So, Scott, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
We're going to do it. So you went to Tokyo to the Olympics, which was great. You did the Commonwealth Games.
Yeah, that's great.
Did you get a pointless trophy or medal there?
I got the bronze medal in the Commonwealth
Games. Got the bronze. Wow. Totally pointless. I understand. congratulations, Scott. And then the British Championships were yesterday in Birmingham. What happened there?
I won.
He won? Are you hungover, Scott? Why did I text him? So, how does one go about training in shot put? Do you have to? It must be so heavy to carry that bag on the bus when you go to the park.
Absolutely, yeah. But it's just sort of intense training, 5 days a week, so 6 days a week.
So you, where do you train? Because obviously you can't do it in your garden in case it go over next door and you've got to go, can I have my ball back? And they can't lift it. So where about, do the rest of the team all get together and you watch each other put?
It's funny that you joke about that. During lockdown, I did actually build a sector in my garden. So that's where I train now, out of my garden.
Nice. Oh, you do train.
So is the grass just completely ruined?
Have you got the Olympic rings tattoo, Scott? I know that all Olympians get it done.
Yes, I have. I have on one of them.
Where is it?
It's on my right forearm.
Oh, it's on your right. Is that the one you used to shot with?
It is, yeah.
Of course it is. Yeah. Scott Lincoln of Team GB, may I just say it is an honour having you on the show. Thank you for tuning in and texting in, and keep up the fantastic work.
Will do, thank you.
Nice one. Cheers, Scott. So there we go. There are your pointless trophies.
From welly wanging to world champion. What a tale.
And a great name for a daily podcast.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Good morning. It is your Monday. You are listening to Absolute Radio, where it is time for Matt Dyson and his social ammunition.
Extra, extra, extra.
So a little bonus tidbit for us all, Matt.
Yes, strangely, a sort of follow-on from one of your answers on Pointless.
Oh, really?
When you got the Mexican food tamales.
Tamales!
Which is in the sort of a husk of corn, and then you don't eat the husk, you use it as a plate.
Yeah, you kind of smash up the sweet corn, and, you know, you kind of add the flavourings to it, and then you put it back in the husk.
I was surprised you didn't get Huevos Rancheros, which is a lovely breakfast.
Plate for midfielding. Oh, no, yeah. Hey, I've got tamales, and we've got food to the next round. Fun.
I'm not criticising. But amazingly, this comes at a time when a man in the States was in his house. He lives in an 18th century home, and he was just doing some work, and he lifted the floorboards up, and underneath he found 150 corn on the cobs.
That had
been there for like hundreds of years in his house from the 1700s. He has no idea what they were doing. They didn't smell or cause mould. It's just like, they're just really old, dry husks of corn just underneath his floor. I've been there for years. People are suggesting it may have been an old way of insulating your home. Or maybe it was local animals or something that put them under there. It's a mystery, but everyone's talking about it on the socials at the moment, how the husks of corn got down there. Maybe the family were big fans of tamales. Who knows?
Well, you guys speculate wildly out there, because that's the point of the social ammunition extra.
Exactly.
Thanks, Matt.
I'll share that story. You'll be talking about it later, and I will have saved you some data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And that's it.
Monday morning's edition of The Breakfast Show, all tied up in a neat little bow. It is done, and it's off now to podcast land.
What lurks in podcast land?
Oh, we're going to strip out all the songs and all the ads and just put together using magic dust all the talking bits. You can get wherever you get your pods from. Yes, Matt, what are we going to name it? We've got Travelling to the Hamlet of Winkburn.
Oh, that was a strange location, wasn't it? On Don't Go Breaking My Charm. Earlier,
We've got Fancy Carrots.
Was that Emma's answer on five words?
Wait, it was Miss Heard.
Turret, Miss Heard, yeah, Carrot, yeah.
We've got After the Finland Incident.
Oh, yes, of course, your pointless past.
From Welly Wanging to World Champion.
What an amazing story that was from a genuine Olympian.
Scott Lincoln, yeah, incredible. Tamalus was your Stuart Pearce moment.
It was, wasn't it? Your redemptive arc is now complete.
And Dave's shouldn't have to wear name badges on TV.
Yes, yeah, fair enough. So, I mean, it's either got to be something about pointless or it's got to be the Welly Wanger, hasn't it? I mean, who knew that was a hotbed for future Olympic talent? Welly Wanging. Let's go with that, shall we, yeah? Nice.
The podcast is named From Welly Wanging to World Champion. Right, up next, news on how we can make you a winner. And today, we are hell-bent on giving somebody £61,000. We'll be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. sharp. So until then, stay safe, stay entertained.